The 6th Parliament will soon come to an end, paving the way for the inauguration of the 7th Parliament of the 4th Republic. Radio Ghana sources have indicated that stern lobbying is taking place within corridors of the new administration for the position. Potential names such as Papa Uso Ankuma, Professor Michael Kwe, and Ayikwe Otu have surfaced. What qualities should the incoming administration look out for in nominating the next Speaker of Parliament? Our parliamentary correspondent, Dominic Lodgy, in this report finds out from the Director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Rashid Rahman, what the new parliament should look out for in the nomination of a new Speaker of the Legislature.
Honourable members, I summon this special meeting pursuant to Standing Order 38.1. which derives from Article 1123 of the Constitution.
The Speaker of Parliament serves as the presiding officer of the House. He or she admits questions, motions and statements. The Speaker maintains order in the House, rules on questions of parliamentary procedure and privileges, as well as presides over debates and voting in the chamber. A Speaker of the August House requires competent skills of a referee. According to the Director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Rashid Rahman, the Speaker for the 7th Parliament must be someone who will be fair in his dealings in and outside parliament and must be guided by the mood of the nation in carrying out his duties.
The expectation is that once that appointment is over, you are fair, you are diligent, you apply the rules equally to everyone. Whoever becomes speaker, the expectation is that he or she would act like an arbiter, like a referee, dispensing kind of justice fairly, guided by the Constitution and the standing orders, and making sure that whenever he or she makes any decision, he is guided by the standing orders, he is guided by the Constitution, he is guided by fairness, and he is most importantly guided by the mood of the nation. Whoever is leading the institution has to make sure that whatever decisions that you make, when your party is found on the other side of the table, they can live comfortably with it. I think if the person is guided by this, he or she would have a successful tenure as speaker.
Names like Honorable Papa Uso Ankuma, outgoing MP for Sekendi, former Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, former Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Ayikwe Otu, among others, have come up. What do you make of this potential speaker list?
I think the list is a good list. I have had the opportunity of working with all of them, but very closely, I think the only one of them that I have worked with is Honorable Papa Uso Ankuma. Most recently, I sat on a committee that was set up by the Speaker to help Parliament establish the Parliamentary Training Institute. He served on the committee with me. I was their advisor. And, you know, I heard a lot about him from his colleagues and so on, in terms of how fair he is, how analytical he is in terms of looking at issues and so on, to the extent that, you know, both sides of the house, I think, value his contribution. He doesn't hesitate to say things the way they are, even if his party is strong. But for me, most importantly, when we worked together on the committee, I could see in him somebody who was very keen to see some changes, somebody who was very keen to see Parliament as an institution develop. So on that basis, I can say, I mean, if he becomes a speaker, he will be a very fine speaker. The others I couldn't comment on because I haven't worked very closely with them. I only deal with them from a distance.
Article 95, Clause 1 of the 1992 Constitution states that there shall be a Speaker of Parliament who shall be elected by the members of Parliament from among persons who are members of Parliament or who are qualified to be elected as members of Parliament. What will be the recommendation of the Parliamentary Center getting the Speaker from within or outside the House?
We've tried all. We've had a Right Honorable Joyce Bamford Addo, we've had Honorable Peter Lajete, and so on. This is the first time we had somebody from within. I believe that if you have someone from within Parliament, it's much better, but it also has its challenges, because if you are immediately seen as a party person, because when they pick you from within, that means that you are representing most likely a seat that belongs to the majority. Immediately, that tag is going to be on you for the rest of your tenure. If you have somebody from within, the person understands Parliament. He understands the issues. The person understands all the challenges. It's not like right now that he or she is coming to take another year to learn and understand the challenges that Parliament faces. So that's the advantage. The disadvantage, though, is the partisan tag, which whoever becomes Speaker, if the person is from within, would have to work very hard to shed as quickly as possible. And that would be seen through his or her pronouncements. That would be seen through the kind of rulings, you know, the way he handles the affairs of Parliament in general.
Looking into the future, Dr. Drahman envisaged the 7th Parliament to be the one that will be at the side of the citizens at all times.
The 7th Parliament, I believe sincerely, from what we saw on December 7th, the 7th Parliament is one that Ghanaians expect would be a parliament for scrutiny and accountability. No rubber stamp. It should be a parliament that I believe Ghanaians would want to see to be on the side of the people at all times. In terms of the budget that they pass, in terms of the policies that they approve, in terms of the loan agreements that they approve, and so on. They have a very comfortable majority, but I can tell you that majority is not supposed to be a majority for blindly supporting government. If they do that, I think the same fate that happened to this 6th Parliament would befall that the 7th Parliament.
The 7th Parliament of the 4th Republic, which will be inaugurated in January 2017, will have to perform its legislative representation and oversight responsibilities in a bipartisan manner, build consensus, and avoid what is termed the rubber stamp culture, which has characterized past parliaments. Two deputy speakers will also be nominated to assist the speaker, one from the majority caucus and the other from the minority side.
You heard parliamentary correspondent Dominic Lodgy report.